Today on our podcast, we're diving into the bustling world of business, shedding light on Jeff Bezos' strategic Amazon share sell-off and real estate ventures, Uber's leap into profitability, significant personnel and strategy moves by Barclays and Elon Musk, Gautam Adani's resilient financial comeback, the Body Shop's looming bankruptcy amid Brexit woes, and Volkswagen's grappling with past scandals and current allegations. All of which promise to shape the future dynamics of global markets and corporate leadership. In the latest Amazon-related developments, Jeff Bezos, the powerhouse behind the e-commerce juggernaut, has been the center of attention for his decision to sell approximately $2 billion worth of Amazon shares. This sizable transaction aligns with swirling speculation about Bezos' potential relocation to Miami, suggesting he may be eyeing significant tax benefits, possibly saving over $600 million in capital gains taxes. While the exact motivations behind this financial maneuver remain speculative, Bezos is evidently expanding his real estate portfolio, securing noteworthy properties in Miami among other prime U.S. locations. This move by Bezos to offload nearly 12 million Amazon shares with an estimated value of at least $2 billion is seen as part of a grander financial strategy that could entail him divesting up to $38 billion worth of Amazon stock over the forthcoming year. Interestingly, this major sell-off has not adversely affected Amazon stock prices, signaling strong investor confidence in the company's future. Simultaneously, Amazon itself is navigating through controversies, including accusations of deploying union-busting tactics within its Midlands warehouses. This has surged to the forefront as the GMB union announces an impending strike at the Coventry warehouse, highlighting escalating tensions between Amazon and its employees. Bezos, recognized for his visionary and contentious leadership, has drastically transformed Amazon from a modest bookseller into the foremost online retail behemoth worldwide. His career, marked by both ambition and critique, such as being named the worst boss in the world, continues to offer profound insights into corporate strategy and market influence. Despite facing backlash, Bezos's strategic decisions remain pivotal to Amazon's global market stance. Listeners seeking inspiration or a deeper understanding of Bezos's business philosophy may find value in exploring three impactful quotes that illuminate his strategic thinking. Stay tuned as we delve into these evolving stories, promising to shape the future of Amazon and the wider tech and business spheres, right here on your favorite podcast channel. Next up in Uber news, under the leadership of CEO Dara Khosrowshahi, Uber has announced a groundbreaking development, marking its first foray into profitability. The ride-sharing giant reported an impressive operating profit of $1.1 billion and a net income of $1.9 billion, ending 2023 on a high note. This financial achievement signifies a pivotal moment for Uber, which has previously faced challenges in establishing its long-term viability as a profitable entity. In light of this financial triumph and amidst steady UK inflation rates of 4% in January, Uber has unveiled plans to buy back $7 billion in shares. This strategic decision reflects the company's confidence in its future financial stability and its dedication to enhancing shareholder value. Meanwhile, in a surprising twist within the rideshare and delivery sector, Lyft's stocks have surged by 60%, a rally inadvertently fueled by a typographical error and occurring alongside a Valentine's Day strike involving drivers from Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash. The strike, aimed at advocating for improved pay and working conditions, underscores the persistent challenges facing workers within the gig economy. Stay tuned for further developments on these stories. In a significant development within the UK banking sector, Barclays has announced the acquisition of the majority of Tesco's banking business, a strategic move valued at £700 million. This acquisition will result in approximately 2,800 employees transitioning from Tesco to Barclays. This major shift is poised to have wide-ranging implications for consumers, employees, and the banking industry as a whole. Stay tuned as we explore the details of this story and analyze its potential impact. In the latest updates on Elon Musk, the Tesla CEO has been at the center of notable business decisions and legal moves. Starting with a positive note for Tesla employees, the company announced a pay increase for factory workers across the United States. a development that is likely to boost morale among the workforce. In a strategic maneuver reflecting Musk's disappointment with Delaware's corporate laws, echoing the sentiments of several other billionaires, Neuralink's incorporation is being relocated from Delaware to Nevada. This move came on the heels of a Delaware judge nullifying Musk's substantial $55 billion pay package from Tesla, a decision Musk has publicly criticized. Similar dissatisfaction prompted Musk to also initiate the relocation of SpaceX to Texas, distancing his enterprises further from Delaware. These relocations signify a broader strategy to reposition his companies amidst legal and financial pressures, including transferring SpaceX's Starship testing operations out of Delaware, marking a notable shift in Musk's approach to his business's incorporations and legal positioning. On another front, Musk has offered to cover legal expenses for individuals suing Disney for discrimination, tying into his ongoing critique of General Motors CEO Mary Barra's decision to join Disney's board. This gesture underscores Musk's expanding involvement in legal disputes, particularly those he perceives as aligned with his views on corporate governance and fairness. Regulatory scrutiny continues to shadow Musk, especially regarding his acquisition of Twitter, now ex-Twitter. The SEC has subpoenaed him yet again, seeking insights into the acquisition and Musk's financial strategies, alongside his social media conduct, including his promotion of the Shiba Inu dog breed and controversies related to ex-Twitter's regulatory investigation. Despite facing criticism for not advertising Tesla during marquee events like the Super Bowl and navigating challenges related to regulatory credits, Musk's leadership remains a pivotal force for his companies. It's stirring both unprecedented success and notable risks for investors. The Tesla board's silence on future actions following the court's decision against Musk's Tesla pay package keeps investors and Musk enthusiasts in suspense, watching closely for the next chapter in Musk's ever-evolving business saga. In the latest series of developments surrounding Gautam Adani, India's wealthiest individual, there have been significant strides in both global expansion and financial recovery, making notable headlines. Gautam Adani has recently taken his business ventures a step further on the international stage by acquiring TICTS in Tanzania, expanding his empire and marking another strategic move for the Adani Group. Simultaneously, following a period of intense scrutiny that put his conglomerate under the spotlight amid allegations of stock manipulation, the billionaire's personal fortune has impressively rebounded, once again exceeding $100 billion mark. This financial resurgence underscores the resilience of Adani's wealth, despite the challenges faced, and highlights the dynamic nature of global business and finance. As we delve deeper into the journey of Gautam Adani and his conglomerate, we'll explore the nuanced interplay of expansion, controversy, and financial resurgence in the ever-evolving landscape of international business. Stay tuned for more updates on this compelling story. In the latest update from the retail sector, The Body Shop's UK operations are currently facing severe financial difficulties, with the company on the verge of bankruptcy. This downturn has been prompted by a challenging retail environment, further strained by the economic effects of Brexit. With a reported £60 million loss in the last financial year, The Body Shop is now contemplating appointing administrators, a move that could have significant consequences, including potential job losses for over 2,200 employees nationwide. The company's struggle is emblematic of the larger issues facing retail as it seeks to reduce costs and enhance its online presence to compete more effectively with rivals such as Lush. Despite the grim situation in the UK, The Body Shop has assured that its global franchise partners will not be affected by the UK's potential administration process. However, the uncertainty and concern among the UK workforce are palpable, with many jobs at risk. This news unfolds against a backdrop of mixed financial developments in the UK, including Heathrow Airport experiencing a surge in passenger numbers, nearly reaching pre-pandemic levels, and ongoing debates about the UK's appeal as a competitive business location, especially concerning the contentious tourist tax. The BBC is investigating The Body Shop's trajectory from its inception as a pioneering beauty brand to its current challenges, a narrative marked by ambition and innovation, but now overshadowed by adversity. This attention comes shortly after the body shop was acquired by Aurelius, less than 3 months ago. We will continue to monitor this developing story closely, providing updates on the future of the body shop in the UK as more information becomes available. In recent Volkswagen news, the company is confronting a blend of historical controversies and new hurdles. Martin Winterkorn, the former CEO, has returned to the spotlight, testifying in court as a witness about the diesel scandal more than 8 years after the emissions manipulations were uncovered, underscoring a pivotal chapter in the ongoing narrative of the dispute. Simultaneously, Volkswagen is tackling current challenges, particularly allegations of forced labor, at a test track in Xinjiang, which have placed the automaker under intensified scrutiny. In response, Volkswagen has launched an investigation into its Xinjiang business practices and is engaging with its Chinese joint venture partner about the future of its local factory. These efforts illustrate Volkswagen's commitment to navigating concerns over corporate accountability and human rights, as it seeks to reconcile both its past and present in the global automotive landscape. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to catch our next weekly business episode for more insightful discussions and expert advice.